nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet you received earlier are a copy of the minutes. I take it everyone's had time to review them. Are there any changes that need to be made at this time? Hearing none, we'll accept the minutes as presented. All right. First public hearing. Good evening. My name is Stacy Ekstrom, Chair of the Morrill County Planning Commission. I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. Persons who wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed toward the applicable criteria. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford decision makers and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. Please sign the sheet in the back of the room or make a chat if you are online if you would like to present testimony. Please speak only when identified by the chair and begin by giving your name, spelling your name, and your address. If you have exhibits for our consideration, please provide those copies to staff. If you would like to request the commission to hold open the record or continue the hearing, you must make that request before the public portion of the hearing is closed. That concludes the introduction. The first hearing is agenda item 1, goal 5, aggregate resources amendment AC-161-25 comprehensive plan amendment.
Do we have it backwards on that one?
No.
Or what?
No, it just doesn't have the. Is there any conflicts?
Oh.
So any abstentions or conflicts of interest, please make that note now. If none, I'll do staff report, which I'm guessing is Ms. Tamara.
I get the court.
Okay.
Did you read the minutes. Proclamation like we did the minutes? We were fast. Did you read the disclaimer about all evidence must be relevant? You read that? And I was speaking. You're fast. Okay. I'm catching up. My apologies.
That's okay.
All right. For the record, I'm Tamara Mabbitt, Planning Director. The applicants are here in the room, Cliff and Donna Doherty. The Dohertys came to us a few months ago and said we want to expand the extraction to exceed the 500,000 tons that the Planning Commission approved back in 2019. And it was a puzzler for me because the county that time processed things a little bit differently than I had done in the past. It was all good, of course. So the process we identified for them to move forward was to take them through a comprehensive plan amendment process to designate it from an existing quarry to a large significant site. And these are not artistic language terms. They come straight from the administrative rule. And in this instance, it's OAR 660, Division 23, Section 0180. And by approving that, they can exceed the 500,000 tons. And we don't put a limit on how much they extract. They'll figure it out probably in somebody else's lifetime. But that just gives them the option to go beyond that initial capacity. So, Stephen, do you have a vicinity map you could share?
Currently sure. Is it not showing up?
It is. It's to my right, not in front of me. Okay. So, excellent. Thank you. So there you see one of Stephen's maps. The surrounding, the tax lot 505 is the area in red, and the rock quarry is that area where it says pit area. Since I think this is a really straightforward case, I'm just going to give the abbreviated Cliff Note version of the application. Could you pull up the surrounding area or the impact area, Stephen? There. Perfect. Okay. And that's a 1,500 foot area that's around the quarry. We went back and forth a little bit. Initially, Stephen and I thought the administrative rule requires that it be around the boundary of the property, but it is indeed the pit area. And what also makes this simple is the impact area that requires the analysis for purposes of approving it as a large significant site is all also owned by the applicant. So the findings in front of you have that information. One of the pieces that I handed out tonight that was not in your packet, I didn't move it over to the right file folder, so Michaela didn't have it there to include. That's me. Is this lab testing results. So the administrative rule requires that a lab test be conducted to show that the material that's being extracted meets a certain spec, which is pretty much ODOT's asphalt spec. And it does, so they included this lab test from Carlson Engineering, Carlson Testing, and Stephen popped it up there as well. The quarry's been in operation a lot longer than in 2019. It just was permitted as a conditional use in 2019. So this means if the Planning Commission approves it, they don't need to come back, at least for a really long time. The boundaries of the quarry aren't changing, they're just going deeper, and then they have a stockpile area. So any questions so far about that? Again, this for a rock quarry, this one's really simple.
Chairman Norman has her hand up. Commissioner Aya.
Okay.
Hi, I have a question. So on the soils map, it does show a different pit area than on the vicinity map.
Yeah, so that was an error when it exported. I've got on the screen, I've got the updated.
Okay, I see it.
It's just for some reason when I exported that, the area shifted up and to the right.
Okay, and yeah, I had a question if it was moving. So yeah. Perfect.
No, that was just a when I exported the map in the map software, it moved it for some reason.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Chair Ekstrom?
Yes.
It's really helpful when commission members show their face when they're speaking.
Okay.
That's all the protocol for Zoom meetings I'm on, is if you're participating, we want to see your face.
Okay.
When you're speaking, well, anyway.
Yeah, no.
And she still has her hand up. So.
Do you have additional question?
No.
Okay. All right. Any additional questions of staff?
I have a question. The boundaries, will it be visible from Sand Hollow Road if it ever reached that extreme, I guess, southwestern boundary? Mm-hmm. Is the hill blocking it?
I think you have to go up a hill.
You have to go up to get there.
If you give me a second, I can pull up that 3D map. Yes. I've got to switch share screens here.
Thank you, Commissioner Finch. Stephen wants to show off some of his drone footage.
I was going to say, I can see you clearly had a great time.
He did. Yeah.
No, not hating, Stephen.
Wow. Nice picture.
A little jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all
Isn't
right. That's
that
pretty cool.
Super cool. Yeah.
It's a good picture.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We can share with you.
Yeah.
We'll share. Yeah, for sure. That's. Yep, they're just going into the hillside there.
If they ever went the other direction across that spur loop road, would it at any point be visible?
No. Mm-mm. It'll never go across that side.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good question. And the boundaries, because the boundaries ended about spur loop.
The boundaries are all on the side of the pit area. And when I had it surveyed, we just went up wider and taller. So we had plenty of room to take it into the hill. So it's really not going to go, see where the shelves are back up in there? Mm-hmm. It can go up further past those, clear up to the marks up there. Kind of where those little darker green spots.
Oh.
My border goes all the way up in there.
Okay.
So really, it's not going to say, we're not going out wider or anything. We're basically just taking more rock out of that.
Hold one moment. I gotta do this in order. You did answer a question. I forgot some of that.
Oh.
what I will ask now that we invite public testimony. So if you will come forward here, Cliff, and then say your name and address.
What's that?
Name, address.
Cliff Doherty, 65450 Spur Loop.
Hepner.
Perfect.
97836.
Thank you. Now, you can continue on. I just have to do an order.
Oh, okay.
On that. So you can just, any testimony, comments, or any kind of anything you have to add to the record.
Okay. I kind of said what I said.
It's okay.
You need anything else on that?
Just that you're in favor of it, right?
I'm in favor of it.
I guess, well, I mean, I know you're going that way, but like, let's say your heirs 30 years from now start going the other direction, because it looks like the line crosses for Lee on that.
On the plan.
On the plan. Would it ever remove that heel and start going where you could see it coming down Sand Hollow?
Coming this way?
You'd have to crest over the top of the hill.
Yeah, you can't see it.
Yeah, it's in a big draw.
If you could look at this page, you can actually see the ridge line is on the other side.
Oh, that's
of
a good
that
picture.
Boundary. Oh yeah, there you go. Thank you, Stephen.
Commissioner Mitch, aren't you asking if they're 30 years from now, if their heirs decide to, are they going to drill into that hillside?
Right, the other side.
Is that what you're asking?
Because it looks like the new circle includes the other hill.
That's, no, the study area, that round is the impact area.
Right.
So the pit boundary is the road dash line.
I see.
Oh, gotcha.
The road is basically where my, when they resurveyed it, so it's just from the road back towards the pit area.
I was thinking this was the new pit.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Got it.
It's staying at the end of the road.
Okay.
Is there any additional questions of Cliff?
Is that an active creek or is that a dry creek?
Is it what?
Is it an active creek or a dry creek?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It goes dry sometimes during the summer. When I did all the permitting, I had all the ODF and dug all that stuff. I had all the permits for that. Those, see where they cross it?
Mm-hmm.
They put great big culverts in there, so it's not disturbed.
Okay.
So when they do any work or whatever, they make that, see that circle?
Yeah.
So they go around that. And if there is any water, it keeps flowing through it.
Okay. That was my only concern, is that we account for the environmental implications, which we have to.
Yeah. And those were met.
Well.
Those were met.
So, and that sounds like, it sounds like we've satisfied the state requirements.
I would say, Chair, if I can respond, and I'm glad that you asked that since Mr. Doherty is up here. We just happened to take a look at the FEMA map, and it's actually in a mapped floodplain area. So when you said you've got it culverted and that's the way you've been operating, I think we can check that box. But we're obligated to just show this. And one of the conditions that we recommended will say if you need to do permitting, I highly doubt that you would be. As part of our review, we send this notice to the state floodplain coordinator and we haven't heard anything. If they don't comment by tonight, highly unlikely that they will.
Yeah.
So where you've got existing culverts and you're not changing that, I think you'll be just
fine. Yeah, that'll all stay the same.
When was the last time it flooded? Like 20 years ago?
What's that?
When was the last time it flooded, or has it in your lifetime?
Oh, what was it? A few years ago, we had 3 inches of a cloud burst.
Oh.
And come down through there and filled my rock pit full of water. But that's any other time they put good culvert. I mean, if the creek's blowing, it never gets out of there. So.
Any additional questions, comments for Cliff? All right, thank you. Any additional questions for staff? Hearing none, anyone want to continue the hearing or hold the record open? Hearing none at this time, we'll close the public hearing. At this time, I'll ask one final time if there's any questions for staff or the applicant. Hearing none, at this point, okay, this one's a little different.
Right, this is a recommendation
yes,
of the board.
Yes, so this one's just slightly different, so we just need to have a call for a recommendation to the BOC. If you are, please clearly state the motion, and I believe everything is down in our packet that shows the recommendation that would be made to the BOC.
I don't think I included approval language in the memo.
We have to state it as such.
It would be You would make a motion to recommend the Board of Commissioners approve.
Recommend approval to the Board of Commissioners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want us to use the wording here?
I motion that we make a recommendation to our Board of Commissioners for approval.
I second that.
The motion's been made. Second, any additional questions? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion has been passed to recommend approve to the BOC. Thank you. You don't have to stay in that chair anymore, Cliff.
But you're welcome.
And you don't have to stay at all, actually.
Okay. So if you don't need us anymore, then we can leave. Is that all right?
Yep.
You have to stay until midnight.
Well, I did.
No, just kidding. Yes, thank you. And your hearing with in front of the board is scheduled for the 9th.
I believe that's what it says on the
Yeah.
Page.
Let me just double check.
Or the
17th.
I thought it was 17th.
Yeah. Third, so it'll be 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oregon 17th. Has scheduled for December 17th.
Thank you. And that's in Oregon. And they all
do. And so we'll go there then.
I thought tomorrow was Oregon.
Tomorrow's in here.
First Fourth. Wednesday is Hepner.
Oh,
second
okay.
Is Oregon.
I just had an email from Matt saying it was in Oregon.
You don't have to, but this is so straightforward. I know it seemed complicated getting to where we are, but once we had it all, it was straightforward. And you could just zoom in if you want. I always advise people to attend in case there's some question, and then you don't want to put it off for 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Very
much.
Have a good night.
Next, hearing number 2 is a variance VN-060-25 Rocket, LLC, Wade Aylett, applicant and owner. At this time, I call for any abstentions or conflict of interest. Hearing none, we'll ask for the staff report. Is this you, Clint?
Sure is.
All right,
fantastic. This is a request for a variance to the manufactured home siding standards, which limits the installation of models that are no more than 10 years old. In this case, the applicant recently purchased the property that's shown there and is making efforts to clean it up and improve it. Part of that is the manufactured home that is in the bottom left corner. There are some photos in the packet. It is a very... it does not look good. basically, anything that's done to it would be an improvement. The applicant is already in possession of a 1993 manufactured home. The trailer that's pictured is 1990. So they're already in possession of a 1993 manufactured home, which again is older than the 10-year limit. However, there are also some photos of it. And we've spoken with the applicants as well as the building official, and it obviously is a lot nicer. It should meet all the standards that will be part of the building inspector's inspection as well to make sure. Basically that they're replacing the old one with the one pictured, so quite the improvement. Really, the only couple things that are worth kind of mentioning are in the conditions. One of the requirements in the rural residential zone is that every manufactured home needs to have a garage or a carport of 180 square feet or larger. The current site does not, so we will be adding that as a condition, or recommending that as a condition. Also, the current home does not sit on a concrete foundation currently. And so that also is recommended as a condition of approval to place it on a permanent foundation to meet the requirements of subsection 4. Otherwise, it's sort of a standard, what would be expected from replacing a manufactured home. So they'll need zoning and building permits in the future, and we'll need an on-site septic approval from Umatilla County Public Health. And also, sometimes the rural fire department may have comments on the driveway or emergency vehicle access. So they've been provided this, and we've asked the applicant to comply with any recommendations they may have. I believe that covers the gist of it. If there are any questions at this point?
I know it's probably not a great question, but are they required to completely clean up and remove the old one and get it off the property?
Yes. And
I'm sure there's going
to be. Yes, the plan is to remove and dispose of the existing one.
Is that a condition or is that required? Or
we can include it as a condition. Is it going in the same spot?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, relatively. There may be a slight adjustment because it's not on a permanent foundation, but the same spot as part of the zoning permit and siting standards will ensure that the setbacks are still met as well. I believe we at some point spoke about the removal process, and I don't recall why we did or did not list that as a condition, but I believe we can absolutely include that.
I mean, generally, it'd be a good idea. Like I said, I'm sure they're going to do it anyway, but it'd be nice if it wasn't not here somewhere else.
Sure.
Just moved off to the side.
There are a few options that they can choose to get rid of it, but each of those would come with requirements such as not leaving it on the property. So we can add a condition for that.
Great. At this time, I'll invite the applicant proponent to present testimony or evidence. Do we have anyone on Zoom?
Yeah, I think Rebecca. Yeah. Rebecca, were you going to talk or speak in favor?
Not obligated, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there she is. She's off now.
Thank you. Me.
Okay, yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you please...
My service is room spotty, so if you can...
Okay, can you please...
hear me. Just let me know.
Okay, no, we can hear you. If you could please list your name, address for the record, please.
Rebecca Place. It's 77258 County Line Road, Hermiston, Oregon, 97838.
Great, thank you. At this time, you can give us testimony, questions, answers.
Pretty much the only testimony I have is Wade is trying, he had purchased the property and he's trying to clean it up. He's already done a bunch of cleanup over there and just wants to replace the older rundown homes with nicer homes that can be lived in.
There's two on the property currently, correct, Clint?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I will do a variance for the other one at the next meeting too. And then he also purchased this Eagle property next to that, and I believe he's wanting to do variances for the trailers on the properties also.
So I do have a question for Clint. And I may have a couple more questions.
Sure.
Is this property zoned for two residences?
So, no. So there are two residences on the property, but they are essentially grandfathered in because they existed before that requirement. So they also have the right then to replace each of those homes. Mm-hmm. Still.
Okay.
So is the other building like a shed?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Looks like it's just an outbuilding.
Yeah, there is an outbuilding back there. That is correct. There are two manufactured homes.
And my only other, you know, I'll say it's a question. It's maybe outside of the Planning Commission. This is from my limited knowledge of the mortgage industry. Again, that's a little outside of this. Manufactured homes, typically when they've been moved a second time, are no longer lendable for a mortgage. So if you sell the property that has it, you have to pay cash. That is out of our purview, but
not part of our.
Yeah,
I do think that the spirit of what our existing ordinance, is that we're not taking derelict homes and relocating them to another spot. I think this one doesn't seem to fall into that category. I don't know. Yeah.
I believe that would be a correct statement, that though it's significantly older than the 10-year requirement,
sure,
the purpose and the nature of that ordinance.
The spirit.
The spirit, thank you, that's the word I've been referring to. The spirit of the ordinance is just that, so I would
move that being addressed. But this home has been updated.
Yes.
You can tell by the countertops, by the bathrooms and everything, so I don't think that's an issue per se on this. And any additional questions of the applicant? Hearing none, at this time, I invite any opponents to testify or present evidence. Hearing none of that, any other parties, agencies that have neutral testimony? And nobody else has that. So at this time, does the applicant have any additional comments? I'm guessing no, it's pretty straightforward. Inner stuff's pretty rough. Do you have any additional comments? Okay. At this time, does anyone want to continue the hearing or hold the record open? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing at this time. Does anyone have any additional questions of staff or the applicant?
Is the intent of the property for owner occupancy or for...
No, this is rental.
Rental?
I think that's what they said.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just curious.
Yes.
Okay. At this time, if there's no additional questions, I would call for a motion.
Motion to approve the major variance subject to the conditions laid out on page 40, as well as Commissioner Thompson's recommendation that the existing single wide be removed from the property.
With that motion, do I have a second?
I second.
The motion's been made, seconded. Any additional questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passed. Thank you.
I'm not sure I heard everything.
Oh, I just said you were
the
talking about
removal.
The condition of removal, but it says replace, so that user needs.
And we are adding.
But there's no harm in making it abundantly clear that you got to remove the old
structure before it piles somewhere else.
Yeah, to that point, it could be removed, replaced, and then hit in a corner somewhere in theory. So, I know that it's called in code somewhere with that specific reference to that we can include as that condition.
That can include disposed on site. I mean, I realize that's disposed on site, meaning dismantling, hauling off, which I've seen. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Is there any other business? We don't have a monthly update.
No monthly update.
No correspondence.
What?
I don't remember voting for that. I just asked a question. So
you did.
Gosh. For a second, but hey.
We're all in a daze.
At this time, it's time for public comment. I would like to remind the commission this is a time to hear from the public and not an interactive conversation. Do you just one speaker at this time? Okay. Okay. Well, the last time we had public hearing, we let people speak for 5 minutes, and so depending on the amount, so that's what I just want to make sure that we all know. And so go ahead and come. We all know Mary, so I'm like...
But maybe she's coming back.
I did.
And you signed in. So if you can just name, address, and let us know what you have to say.
Mary Killian, 78852 Tom's Camp Road, Gordon, Oregon. I am here to tell you guys about my new little group. It's not mine, it's ours. It's all of ours. It's called Friends of Morrill County. Our mission statement is empowering Morrill County landowners through education, stewardship, and advocacy to preserve our rights and protect our shared future. Our vision statement is Morrill County will be a county where every landowner's voice is heard, stewardship guides growth, and property rights are protected for all. Criteria to be a part of our group is you have to live here in Morrill County. We prefer that you're a landowner, but we decided against making that a requirement since a lot of people are not able to afford to purchase property at this point, but they've lived here a long time. Or they can't find property that they want to purchase. The other requirements are people need to be positive, solution-oriented individuals, desire to create and preserve legacy land ownership in Morrow County. So you guys know I spent some time where you sat, and you also know all of my frustrations with you. Where you sit. And so for that reason, I wanted to keep this group a grassroots group that has no real ties to the county. I was asked by one of the commissioners if I wanted it to be something that was connected to what they're doing, and I declined just because I prefer to be able to speak freely, and I feel that's what this is all about, is specifically in the North End. If you look around, or if you take any drives around that area, you may see that a lot of landowners don't have much protections from encroachment of industry of any type. We don't have a lot of say on what goes on around our properties. And so our main concern are rezoning at this point, rezoning like agriculture ground around residential areas. That's our main concern. We would like to preserve the residential areas that exist outside of the city limits. And I guess the federal landowners, I guess they'll have really a, I don't know what it's called, if it's a law or a statement, they just say that landowners are entitled to the enjoyment and intended use of their property. And that's what we're after. We want to make sure that here in Morrow County, specifically in the North End, where these things happen more frequently, that landowners that are residents that have been there for some time have more value than perhaps what shows up on a tax roll, that our value lies in our actual residency, the fact that we serve our communities, that we hold jobs, that we support our communities, and we may not live within the city limits, and so we don't get a vote on what goes on there, but we are impacted greatly by what happens there. And that's what we're asking for, is just a little consideration, and that our voices be heard. We want to be a part of the process. We want to work with people. We don't want to work against change or growth, but we want to be considered when it comes about and is in our backyards. So, thank you.
Perfect, thank you.
Matt, you want to add anything? There's a bunch of us, but of course it being in Hefner tonight as well as at 6 o'clock made it difficult for everybody to get here. So this is just an introduction anyway, just so you know we exist. We welcome people from the South End as well. However, the issues are different on both ends of the county when it comes to landowner rights, but we are willing to listen and we're willing to speak and be a part of the process for whoever needs a voice. So thank you.
All right. Any additional? Do you have the schedule for next year?
Yes, there's some.
Oh, it's in the back.
Some over there in the back.
Okay, with that, meeting adjourned.
But we have just been a record.
See you in January.
That was 33 minutes.
I did beat my best.
Thank you.
I don't know.
It probably would have been 8 minutes shorter if I would have stopped talking.
Thank you for taking time.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. You're not going to talk for an hour and a half?
One more time. Have I ever done that?
It's a reference to videos of old.
I know. Do you miss that?
We didn't have an update.
Did anyone come see you when he was at Hefner?
One day. The way down or up? Yeah. When he was with Henry, I think. Did he stop by and visit you?
No. Oh. Hmm. He hunted.
Oh.
I think he got me out there.
Oh.